We were looking at lightning out in right field, and it was filling the skies as that Kimball game was getting done, and light rain was falling, and pitchers were slipping off the mound, and the home plate area was getting the diamond dry on it, and the pitcher's mound getting diamond dry on it, and people were coming inside the shelter here. And tonight, the good Lord's graced us with an unbelievable night. The flags are still. Spring Hill is out in the field right now taking their infield. New Ulm has done that, and we're going to get some state tournament baseball here shortly on KASM. Spring Hill Baseball brought to you tonight by Albany and Richmond A&W, the Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry. Hey, I saw Cindy here. She's watching her nephews play tonight. Rambo of New London. BNS Excavating over in Belgrade. Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Thanks, Ruth and Gary. Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe. We got to thank Dale for these wonderful Chasm hats. We're going to award that coveted Chasm hat in our postgame coming up tonight. Stony Creek Dairy. Thank you, Stony Creek Dairy, the Greenwald Pub. Darrenland Supply of Sauk Center. El Rosa Lumber Incorporated. Thank you, Matt. Erkins Water of Cold Spring. Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill. Central Minnesota Realty. Matt Imdick and his team of realtors. Lake Henry Implement, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick, Sauk Center and Long Prairie. We have Woody's Bar and Grill bringing us baseball tonight, the Freeport State Bank, Painesville Mutual Insurance, and Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud. Thank you to those sponsors for bringing us Spring Hill baseball tonight. The Spring Hill Chargers. Now, surprising, a lot of folks last week in the baseball world, they came away with an 11-inning win over Delano, 4-3 and 11. That was a dandy game to do over in Hamburg. And so they get New Ulm tonight. They come out of Region 2. They are the champions in Region 2. You have other teams in Region 2 like Stark. They were the number two seed, they have been defeated. Hanska, the number three seed, they have been defeated. So New Ulm is the lone team coming out of Region 2 yet. Spring Hill has things in mind tonight, like maybe eliminating Region 2 from the state tournament brackets going forward. We'll see. It's all coming up here on KASM. We're back in 2 minutes.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. The experts at Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gilk Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at gilkplumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Resources INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- Hey, welcome back. Waconia's Lions Field. Randy Rothstein with you tonight here on KASM, bringing you Spring Hill Baseball. Let's take a look at the brackets here and how they have evolved thus far. I just checked. Sobieski is leading 6-3 over Isanti. That's in the bottom of the eighth inning right now. So Sobieski with a 6-3 lead over Isanti in the bottom of the eighth inning. So that one going a little longer. There will be another game over in Chaska tonight, and that'll be Eagle Lake and Laverne. They were supposed to play last night in Chaska, so that game got pushed to tonight. So Eagle Lake and Laverne playing over in Chaska. The other brackets, and let's take a look what's happened so far. Dumont defeated Loretto on Friday night, 6-4. Today it was Bluffton over Carver, 3-1. Bluffton will take on the Sartell Muskies. And Sartell, they just defeated Wanamingo 4-1. David Dominski with 16 strikeouts here in the ball game. Pretty impressive outing for Dominski and the Sartell Muskies. Waconia on Friday night, they defeated Foley 3-0. Luxembourg, Kirby and Kurt had that call today. They came from behind, down 6-1. They had a 10-run seventh inning, Luxembourg did today. They go on to beat Ada 13-7. Maple Lake last night defeated Jordan 2-0. Alexandria in a heartbreaker for Kimball, as Alexandria defeats Kimball in 11 last night, 2-1. Watertown, are they the real thing? Are they the team to beat here in this tournament? Many are saying Watertown, look out for them. They defeated Avon today, 8-1, 8-1. On Saturday, it was St. Patrick over Austin, 10-0 in eight innings. Young America, they beat Ortonville 11-3 on Saturday. Princeton and Watkins. Boy, Matt Geislinger threw a beauty as Watkins defeats Princeton 5-0 Saturday. And, of course, Kirby and Kurt had another dandy over in Chaska. St. Martin won. Fergus Balls nothing. And St. Martin wins that game without a hit. That was yesterday. They are meeting at home plate. The umpires are with the team managers and some of the state board members. And the grounds crew are going over some final stuff. And then we're going to get our starting lineups. And speaking of lineups, why don't we do those lineups in 3 minutes here on KASM. Back in three.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! Richmond A&W.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Make your farm dreams a reality with the lending team at Freeport State Bank. When you are looking for an ag lender, don't be content with someone who does not understand ag. The lenders at Freeport State Bank have diverse ag backgrounds and more than 70 years of experience. Whatever your next farm project is, choose one of their lenders to assist you. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention Artec spreader owners. Did you know that your spreader can be used for more than just hauling manure? Artex Manufacturing has made it possible for you to use your spreader as a forage wagon. They offer silage extension panels that go around the top of the spreader to give you a larger capacity. Give your number one dealer, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, a call at 800-338-6455 to get your extensions ordered today and beat the rush.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
Randy Rotstein with you from Lions Field in Waconia. Angela Mergen producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. And just a reminder, Angela is recording our game tonight. And so with these recordings of our state tournament games, Kirby will get to work sometime tomorrow, maybe Tuesday, and he'll put them up on our website at mychasm.com, mychasm.com. Just click on the sports tab up on top, and then you will get a drop-down box, and you can look at all the state tournament games and get replays of those state tournament games. MyChasm.com and pick up those games that way, those replays. So Angela is recording our game here tonight, Spring Hill and New Ulm. Also, you can hear our broadcast on AM 1150, 107.7 FM. The stream is always a good reliable when maybe Chasm gets a little weaker and maybe 107.7 is out of your listening area. And also the HD was down from what I heard. I think it might be back up right now, but with the storms that we had, our HD 105.5, we're hoping that it's back up right now and for you to listen to if you want to listen in HD. All right, let's get to those starting lineups for the Spring Hill Chargers. They're the visitor on the scoreboard tonight. Leading off will be Eric Terrace. He's at second base. He'll be batting first. Austin Schoenberg bats second in left field. Jamie Terrace will bat third at short. Anthony Reberman bats fourth. He's the DH tonight. Regan Nelson will bat fifth in right field. Eric Schoenberg bats sixth. He's at third base. Owen Meyer will bat seventh in center field. Luke Damer bats eighth at first base. Nathan Terrace will bat ninth, doing the catching, and on the mound, the draftee from El Rosa, Peyton Van Beck, will get the start for the Chargers here tonight in their second state tournament game. That lineup for the Chargers: Eric Terrace, Austin Schoenberg, and Jamie Terrace, Anthony Reberman, Regan Nelson, and Eric Schoenberg, Owen Meyer, Luke Damer, Nathan Terrace, with Peyton Van Beck on the mound. For New Ulm, they go as the New Ulm Brewers. The Brewers will send Judd Davis to the plate. Judd is the DH tonight. How many times do you see the DH leading off a ball game? But for New Ulm, you are seeing it. So Judd Davis, the DH, leading it off. Justin Hoffman will bat second in center field. Hunter Ranweiler will bat third. He's in right field. Wade French bats fourth at first base. Cole Ranweiler will bat fifth in left field. Andrew Peters bats sixth at short. Zach Moore will bat seventh at third base. Colton Schaefer bats eighth at second base. Josh Settle will bat ninth. He's doing the catching. And Nick Altermott, he is the draftee from Lamberton, the Long Sox. And Nick Altermott will get the start tonight for New Ulm. That lineup: Judd Davis, Justin Hoffman, and Hunter Ranweiler, Wade French, Cole Ranweiler, and Andrew Peters, Zach Moore, Colton Schaefer, and Josh Seidel, with Nick Altermott on the mound. All right, there's your starting lineup. So we will take a 1.5 minute timeout. We'll be back with the start of this one in 1.5 here on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Welcome back. Amateur baseball, state tournament baseball tonight on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you. Angela Mergen, she is manning the controls back at our sports studios in Albany. Absolutely beautiful day. Yeah, thanks to Kirby and Kurt. They gave me a little time off this morning. Got the pickles picked. 3 5-gallon pails of pickles went to Leo and Joanne, so I hope they are busy with those and like that. Got some beans canned today, so yeah. And then we watch baseball tonight, and what a gorgeous night. They're expecting the temps to get down into the mid-50s tonight. So with all the rain we've had, and they said they had about 0.8 of an inch of rain last night, that's coupled with close to 2 inches what they received earlier in the week. That's why this field is slippery in spots, muddy in spots. And we did see it in the Sartell game where there was a little slippage going on. All right, Altamont is ready. And the first pitch to Eric Terrace inside a ball, 1-0. Starting tonight at almost 7:37, they said. 7:37 official start time. And beautiful. As Terrace will follow it up in the count 1-1 to Eric Terrace. It'll be Terrace, Austin Shaneberg, and Jamie Terrace. As the pitch coming to Eric, a little bit low for a ball, and the count at 2-2 to Eric. Right-handed hitter, he'll play shortstop for you. As Terrace folds it back and out of play. And the count at 2-2 now. This Waconia Lions field is quite an impressive complex with just a huge amount of seating. Altamont delivers. Terrace swings and misses at the slider. And out on strikes is Eric. Bring Austin Shaneberg to the plate. Got to thank the Santa Claus here. He gave us a ride in his golf car from that parking lot across the way all the way to the front gate. So, yeah, that gentleman has been around in his Santa suit all weekend. Saw him yesterday and today. First pitch to Shaneberg, a ball, 1-0. Matt's pitch, swing and a miss by Austin, strike one. 1-1 the count. 1-1. First game for New Ulm. The Chargers, their second game here in the state tournament as they beat Delano in the first round. There's a strike called, and the count now 1-2 to Austin Shaneberg. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and Shaneberg will follow this one back and out of play, and the count stays 1-2. On deck, it's Jamie Terrace for Spring Hill. Altamont's pitch, just missing a little low and outside, and the count now at 2-2. 2-2 as the scoreboard goes black. He lost a connection on the scoreboard. The 2-2, a little bit low in the count, now full at 3-2. 3-2, 1 out. No score, top of the first. The kick, the pitch, Shaneberg will follow it back and out of play. And the count stays full at 3-2. Mm-hmm. Chargers looking to get something going here early on. Boy, that first run is always a big run. And Schoenberg swings and misses. Altermat with his second strikeout of the ball game. I bring Jamie Terrace to the plate. I had mentioned earlier about the cooler night tonight and maybe the grass getting a little wet and slippery. I can see it's already getting a little damp out there. Those baseballs coming in probably will be wet from the outfield or the infield. Go through a few baseballs tonight. Pitch is low for a ball to Jamie Terrison, 1-0. Saw a home run. Yeah, got to see an actual home run in that Sartell game. Terrace ground ball to second. Gobbling it up is the Brewers' second baseman. On to first, the throw from Schaefer. And that'll do it for the Chargers. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played a half an inning. Spring Hill nothing. New Ulm coming to bat. It's state tournament baseball on KASM. We're back in 1.5.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation. Congratulations and good luck to all the area teams who are playing in the state amateur baseball playoffs. Just like them being a winning team in baseball, you'll be on a winning team with West Central Sanitation. Great service from a local family-owned company will always get you to the playoffs. Play hard and be proud you made it this far. Please know West Central Sanitation is cheering for you and proud to be a part of amateur baseball. Go teams!
Woody's Barn Grill in Greenwald wishes good luck to all the area teams in this year's state baseball tournament. Woody's offers friendly service and a great atmosphere, plus good drinks and an excellent menu to serve you better. Choose from a variety of sandwiches, tacos, pizzas, and more. Ask about their homemade barbecue sauce, one of the best all around. When you feel a need for food or a cold drink, head to Woody's in Greenwald. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Hey, welcome back. We played a half an inning at Lions Field here in Waconia. No score. New Ulm will make their way to the plate. It'll be DH Judd Davis, center fielder Justin Hoffman, and right fielder Hunter Ranweiler facing left-hander Peyton Van Beck. And Van Beck's first pitch, a strike called in 0-1. The ball's in, a strike. Van Beck, he picked up the win for Spring Hill. As this is driven to left field and diving, not able to get it, is Schoenberg. It knocked down by him. That's a hell of a play by Austin Schoenberg on the dive. And Judd Davis just drops it right in front of him down the left field line. It was hit more towards the line, and so Schoenberg running full speed, dove and knocked it down, kept Judd Davis to a long single. That'll bring up another left-handed hitter. Just looking at the on-deck hitter, too. The first three hitters are left-handers, and so Spring Hill probably did a little bit of their homework knowing that Peyton Van Beck, being a left-hander, might be a good man to start tonight. Here's the sacrifice bunt by Hoffman. Nathan Terrace will pick it up. He throws to first, and a 2-3 putout of Justin Hoffman. That was almost self-defense, as that pitch was right at Justin Hoffman's midsection, and he put the bat out and put the bunt down. So it's a break there for the Chargers. Otherwise, New Ulm's looking at first and second, nobody out. Any event, Davis goes to second with one out, and Hunter Ranweiler to the plate, the right fielder. Wade French, he's on deck, a big right-handed hitter. Peyton Van Beck works from the stretch, and the pitch on the outside corner. Hey, we get our Friday night strike on Sunday night. I like that. I like it a lot. That'll work in Peyton Van Beck's favor, as that is a tough pitch to hit on the outside corner for a left-handed hitter. Davis takes his lead at second. The pitch a little bit known. Nathan Terrace knocks it down, and back to Peyton Van Beck it goes. No score, bottom of the first inning. Spring Hill and New Ulm. Van Beck looking down the terrace. And a swing and a miss by Ranweller. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Looking for my brackets. There they are. All right. So the other game going on tonight will be over in Chaska. That's Eagle Lake and Laverne. 1-2 the count. Here's a chopper foul at the plate as Ranweiler just caught the end of the bat on that pitch. And the count stays 1-2. I have not heard yet if the Sobieski game has gone final. They were leading 6-3 over Isanti. Isanti was in top seed coming out of Region 1. One ball, two strikes, the count. The pitch from Peyton Van Beck outside, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Kind of tough on the Spring Hill Charger Nation, as last night they came down with a big fan bus, and I didn't see the bus come down tonight, so a lot of people ended up driving down here. Here's 2-2. Ground ball to Jamie Terrace at short. Nice short hop. Throws on to Damer at first, and a 6-3 putout. Judd Davis will go to third. That's a heck of a play by Jamie Terrace on that short hop. That ball had taken two hops already. Fairly hard hit. With two outs, Wade French to the plate. Wade French, big, tall, right-handed hitter, sporting a beard, and Peyton Van Beck's pitch inside a ball, 1-0. Davis over at third. Around the infield, Eric Schoenberg at third. Jamie Terrace at short, Eric Terrace at second, Luke Damer at first. The pitch, a swing and a miss by French, strike one. Seen from Dale Schrader. He's letting me know Sobieski did end up winning 6-5. 6-5. Thank you, Dale. So the Skis, the lone team out of Region 8C, will play in the round of 16. 1-1. This is popped up over by first base. Damer in foul ground. Luke makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the Brewers first. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on, one in our books. Spring Hill, nothing. New Ulm, nothing. We're back in a minute and a half on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, pretty baby, how you takes the first pitch, and Anthony a ground ball to short, over to first. And a 6-3 putout of Anthony Riverman as things get rolling here in the second. That'll bring Regan Nelson to the plate. Regan in right field tonight for Spring Hill. On the mound, the right-hander. That's Nick Altermat. And the pitch is outside of ball, 1-0. Altermat's missed on a number of first pitches tonight. But he's been able to come back and bring that mean fastball. Pitch inside to Regan Nelson and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. On deck, Eric Schoenberg. There's a strike at the knees. And the count, two balls and a strike. 325 down the left and right field lines. 370 to the gaps. And center field about that distance as well. They don't post it. This is fouled out by Regan Nelson. That'll go over by the bathrooms, those little porta pots. And the count at two balls, two strikes. Nelson, another foul ball. This one will go over the mess tent, over the food tent. And Jimmy Klein, he's frying those Bongards cheese curds here at Waconia's Lions Field. He does a good job with that. A little bit of a change up, and Nelson swings at it. Here's the throw to first. In time to get Regan Nelson and the third strikeout for Nick Altermat. That was a nasty pitch that it wasn't a strike. It floated inside and Regan Nelson swung at it. It's that type of pitch that probably a little bit of a knuckle curve too. Nelson just couldn't lay off of it. Chargers first left-handed hitter, that's Eric Schoenberg. He steps into the batter's box and Eric will take a pitch for a called strike on the outside corner in 0-1. No balls, one strike. Altermat kicks, delivers, Schoenberg, ground ball. That's going to make it into right field. The first baseman gave up on it. Interesting that first baseman Wade French didn't go after it. I don't know if he thought his second baseman was going to change it, but, hey, Eric Schoenberg gets the Chargers' first hit. And that'll bring Owen Meyer to the plate. Owen, probably the hardest or the hottest Spring Hill Charger thus far, as he has had great regional tournament, great first state tournament game, and he'll take a strike call to 1-1. And he has some awesome speed, Owen Meyer does. 0-1 the count, two outs, one on. And Meyer will take high for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Saw Owen's parents here tonight. I think his sister Paige might be off in college, though, already. So, as a swing and a miss by Owen, strike two. One ball, two strikes. So, Paige, if you're listening, no, she might actually be standing by her dad down there. We'll see. One ball, two strikes, the count. Here's Meyer, a swing and a miss, and he is out on strikes. That'll do it for the Chargers here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We played an inning and a half here at Waconia and Lions Field. No score. We're back in one and a half.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or take-it-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Yeah.
Bottom of the second inning, Cole Ranweiler takes the first pitch from Peyton Van Beck and lines it into right field. The right-handed hitter does, so taking it the other way and up at the plate, it's Andrew Peters. Peters will take a strike called and 0-1. Now, Peters pulled on the bat a little bit like he was going to throw down a bunt. The Brewers tried it in the first inning. They were successful on the sacrifice, but they stranded the base runner. So 0 on the count to Andrew Peters. Here's Peyton Van Beck's pitch. Another bunt. Shane Burke fields from third. His throw to first in time. And a 5-3 putout of Andrew Peters. The sacrifice in order. So on to second goes Ranweiler. Zach Moore comes up to the plate. Zach Moore, left-handed hitter, the third baseman. Second hit of the night for the Brewers off of Peyton Van Beck. And there's a strike called as Van Beck start these hitters with strikes. Get ahead. 0 on the count. Well, kick the pitch outside of ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Well, I have a group of people that are listening tonight on the Chain of Lakes, sitting by a fire now. Actually, they were out on the Chain of Lakes on a cruise, sitting by a fire listening to the Spring Hill game. And that's Kurt and Kirby and their wives, Bonnie and Biz, listening to Spring Hill baseball on a beautiful Sunday evening around a fire. Two balls, one strike, the count to Zach Moore. Ranweiler, his lead from second, and the pitch is fouled back and out of play. And 2-2 the count now to Zach Moore. So far, the first seven hitters all have made pretty good contact against young Peyton Van Beck. Van Beck has had quite a run, though, for the Spring Hill Chargers through the regional tournament and state tournament. Here's a line drive. Eric Terrace gloves it up the middle. They're going to get the double play. Terrace with a great grab up the middle. And the 4-6. That'll do it for New Ulm in the second. No runs, a hit. No errors, no one left on base. We played two here in Waconia, no score. Spring Hill and New Ulm, we're back in 1.5.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better, because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Here we go, top of the third inning. And at the plate, Luke Damer. It'll be Damer, Nathan Terrace, and then the top of the order in Eric Terrace. Damer at the plate. Already the count, two balls, two strikes to Luke. as the pitch fouled down the first baseline and the count at 2-2 yet. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch outside, a ball and the count full to Luke Damer, 3-2 as he leads off this third. Three to the count. Here comes the pitch and strike three call. Damer gets caught looking. Five strikeouts already for the right-hander Nick Altermat. Want to give a shout out tonight to Peter and Joni Van Beck. They're listening in Greenwald, enjoying listening to their grandson Peyton pitching for Spring Hill. Peter doesn't miss a pitch listening to Chasm. So, yep. Corey Van Beck said, make sure you give Peter and Joni a shout-out. So you bet Peyton's doing good through the first two. And at the plate, Nathan Terrace, the first pitch of ball to Nathan. He rips it to deep short. Coming up with it in the hole, toss across the diamond. A 6-3 put-out, nice play by Andrew Peters. As he had to come a long way, kind of did a big circle around that ground ball and made the play. So two down, and Eric Terrace will get a second look at Nick Altermat here. Altermat, the draftee from Lamberton, getting the start tonight for the New Ulm Brewers. Both teams starting a draftee. Altermat's pitch inside to Eric Terrace, and 1-0. Again, Altermat falling behind. The 1-0 pitch. There's a strike right down the middle, and 1-1. Thank you for joining us on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and on our stream. A lot of you folks listening on our stream tonight. Once that sun starts going down and the 107.7 signal goes for about 30 miles, you might want to use mychasm.com and click on that stream. Pitch to Eric, a ball, and there's another ball that misses outside. And now the count at 3-1 with two outs here in the third. No score. If you're just joining us, Altermat's pitch. Terrace chops it foul. That'll go over Gordon Barton's head, who's in the third base coach box. Brandon Welly over in the first base coach box tonight. A lot of local celebrities here. I see Speed. Yeah, Randy Barton's here with Randy Shaneberg. They're talking a lot of strategy. You can tell that they're putting their minds together. Here's Terrace ripping it into right field past the second baseman and the second hit of the evening for the Chargers. Well, let's see if Eric can do a little dancing over there at first base and maybe upset the catcher. That's Josh Seidel. See what kind of arm Seidel has behind the plate. Eric does get himself a good lead. Altermat working from the stretch, and the first pitch, a strike called, and 0-1. Home plate umpire, there's no doubt about when he calls a strike. I like it. I like it. There's no indecision there at all. 0-1 the count. Shaneberg at the plate. He'll fall it back and out of play, and now 0-2 to Austin. On deck, Jamie Terrace. Scoreboard identical right now. 0-2-0 for both Spring Hill and New Ulm. Two outs for the Chargers, and Terrace at first. He goes on first movement, and the pitch is low, and Eric Terrace will go into second base standing up. Seidel doesn't even make a throw. So first movement, Eric just got a huge jump in a stolen base. And now Shaneberg with an opportunity here for an RBI. Maybe get the game's first run. One ball, two strikes, the count to Austin. Altermat's pitch, and right down the middle. Out on strikes is Austin Shaneberg, and that will end the Charger threat in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. We played 2.5, no score. Spring Hill and New Ulm, we're back in 1.5.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
The experts at Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gillick Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at GillickPlumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gillick.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-ling-a-ling.
Colton Schaefer, Josh Seidel, and then the top of the order and Judd Davis facing Peyton Van Beck here in the third inning for New Ulm. Schaefer at the plate. He's the second baseman. Count two balls and a strike. There's another strike from Peyton Van Beck, and now it is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Both teams with a couple hits so far. Curveball and strike three called, and Schaefer knew it as that was a big dandy curveball there by Peyton. He records his first strikeout of the night. His counterpart, that's Nick Altermat. He has six strikeouts already of the Spring Hill Chargers. I'll bring Josh Seidel to the plate. Seidel, a left-handed hitter. He's the catcher. Steps in the batter's box as Peyton Van Beck rocks and fires, and he just keeps throwing the little BBs. Yep, strike one called to Seidel. Sky's starting to get to be that time of the night, you know. I talk about that time of the night, fly ball left field. Austin Schoenberg comes in. He sees that ball and makes the catch for the out. But it's that time of the night when outfielders throw their hands up in the air and they go, "Where is it? Where is it? I can't see it." Yep, we are getting to that time of the night. Austin had no problem with that ball. That'll bring a leadoff man and designated hitter Judd Davis to the plate. Judd, one for one so far tonight. So five of the nine hitters in New Ulm's lineup are left-handed, and Davis will take that curveball from Van Beck and 0-1. Now, Peyton didn't show that curveball a lot until, I think, Seidel there, and maybe the Schaefer before that. There's another curveball. So Nathan Terrace went with a lot of fastballs. And I think Nathan's throwing down those signs, and Van Beck's trusting his judgment. Fastball a little bit low and outside in the count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. 2 outs, nobody on for New Ulm. We're in the third inning, no score if you're just joining us tonight here on KASM. Here's a chopper back to Van Beck on the mound. Peyton will run it about three quarters of the way. The flip to Damer, and that ends the Brewers' third. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. Three in our books here in Waconia. No score. Spring Hill and New Ulm, we're back in one and a half.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day.
Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. Business of promoting your business.